Get back to bed.
You'll catch your death of cold running around in your bare feet.
I feel cold, Daddy. I want to ask you something.
Well, what is it?
When is Easter?
Sunday. It's a little earlier than usual this year.
Why?
I don't know. It just happens to fall on the 24th.
Why?
Because Easter Sunday is governed by the date of the Paschal full moon. If the Paschal full moon falls on a Sunday, then Easter Day is the next Sunday.
If the moon falls?
Yes. The Paschal full moon is the 14th day of a lunar month, but reckoned according to an ancient ecclesiastical computation, not the real or astronomical full moon.
You know everything, don't you, Dad?
Just about. Any more questions?
Why does Easter fall on Sunday?
Because it does. This year it was pushed ahead.
Who pushed it?
Nobody pushed it.
And how did it fall?
I don't know. Good night.
Good night. Daddy!
Well?
Who tells the bunnies when it's Easter?
Nobody.
And how do they know when the lady eggs?
Bunnies don't lay eggs.
Why?
How do I know?
Chickens lay eggs.
I can't help it.
Why?
Snooks, it's way past your bedtime. And I don't propose to sit here and discuss biology with you. Go to bed.
Tell me how the bunnies lay the color these days.
They don't. It's just an old tradition, that's all. The rabbit is somehow associated with Easter and colored eggs and that sort of stuff. And I don't know, only chickens lay eggs.
Rabbit eggs?
No chicken eggs.
Do the rabbits lay chicken eggs?
No. The chicken lays rabbit eggs. The chicken doesn't lay eggs at all. I mean the rabbit. Holy pillows!
Well, who lays the Easter eggs?
I just told you.
No, you didn't.
All right. You want the rabbit to lay the Easter eggs?
No.
You want the chicken to lay them?
No.
Well, who do you want to lay the eggs?
You.
All right, I'll lay the Easter eggs. Good night.
Good night, lay one now.
I will not. And if you don't go right to bed, there won't be any eggs or bunnies or anything.
Will there be any Easter?
Come on, young lady. I can see I'll have to tuck you in myself.
I like that.
All right, get under these covers.
All right. Daddy!
Yes?
When you buy me a bunny for Easter?
I'll think about it.
When?
Tonight. In the meantime, just say your prayers and ask the angels to make you a good girl so you can get a rabbit.
All right. Dear angels, please make my daddy a good boy so he can buy me a rabbit for Easter.
Oh, that's no way to talk to the angels.
They like it.
Now, how do you know?
I'll show you. You like it, don't you, angels? That's okay with us, Snooks. You'll get your rabbit, kid.
Oh, I see this. Good night.
Good night, Daddy.
Well, Daddy, played by Hanley Stafford, tried for hours to talk Snooks out of getting an Easter bunny. But it was no use. The more he hollered, the more she cried. So we find them now walking to the pet shop where Benny Rubin, our man with a thousand voices, is proprietor. And Daddy trying some last-minute persuading. Listen.
Oh, Snooks, are you sure you want a real live rabbit?
I'm sure, Daddy.
You don't want a big chocolate one that you can eat?
No, I'll eat the live one.
You little cannibal. I hate to give in to you.
Why?
Because I don't like to pamper your whim.
You did it last night and it still hurts.
That's not what I mean at all. Well, for the last time, have you got your mind set on the rabbit, or would you like something else?
Something else.
Oh, really? What do you want?
I want some candy.
Instead of the rabbit?
No, with the rabbit.
Then you can't have any candy.
Why?
Because you can only have one or the other.
Then I want a real live rabbit.
Okay.
Stuff with candy.
That's all you think about. Candy, candy, candy.
Candy, candy, candy.
Oh, stop it. What did you do with that candy cat I gave you yesterday? You said you'd save it.
I did save it, Daddy. I stroked it and stroked it the whole day.
Well, where is it now?
It got so dirty I had to eat it.
That's fine. Well, you can't have any more candy. Settled?
Settled. He is a rabbit shop, Daddy.
I see it. And you still want that broken-down rabbit?
Uh-huh.
All right. Now, before we go into this place, I want you to understand that if I buy you a rabbit, you'll be completely responsible for his care and feeding. Follow?
Follow.
And no rough handling. You're to handle your rabbit exactly the way Mother handles little Robespierre.
Well, I'll have to change
his... You'll have to change his water every day.
That ain't what
Never
I...
Never mind that. And you'll also make sure that his hutch is kept spotless.
Right.
You will if you want a rabbit.
I want him, Daddy.
Very well. Heaven knows I've done all I could to talk you out of it. I guess it takes a smarter man than me.
You're dumb, ain't you, Daddy?
I certainly must be. And you're the most obstinate child I ever saw. I can't imagine where you got that stubbornness.
I got it from Mummy.
Oh, no. She's still got hers. Well, come on, let's get that rabbit.
Look at Daddy.
What is it?
Look who's in that cage.
That's a blue-nosed baboon. And don't tell me you thought it was Uncle Louie.
I didn't think it was Uncle Louie.
That's fine.
I thought it was Aunt Sophie.
Oh, come away. Snooks, get your hand out of that glass case.
Here's a tail whistling without any door.
Let it go. That's a snake.
I want it, Daddy.
Let me see your hand. Did he bite you?
No, he just rattled his head.
Oh. You don't know how close you came to getting bitten. That's a rattlesnake. One of the most venomous reptiles in the world.
I think it's pretty, Daddy.
Hey, you would.
Yeah.
Oh, come on, let's buy the rabbit. Here's the man.
Good evening, sir.
Good evening. Oh, Snooks, tell the gentleman what you want.
I want a rattlesnake.
She does not. She wants a rabbit.
Oh, of course. A little bunny for a sweet little girl. Isn't that right, Angel?
Who he's talking to, Daddy?
You got me. Just give her a rabbit and let's get out of here.
Certainly. Step this way, please.
Can I have one of those puppies, Daddy?
No, only a rabbit.
How about a puppy, too?
Those puppies are only for display. They're not for sale.
Oh, yes, they are.
Who asked you?
I beg your pardon.
How did the puppies get so white?
Oh, that's their natural color. Would you like to stroke one?
Uh-huh.
Here we are. Cute, isn't he? He just spits.
Yeah. Huh?
He's a spitz. Hurry up and stroke him.
I don't wanna.
Well, why not?
I'm afraid he'll spit on me.
Very amusing.
Yeah, very. Where's the rabbit?
Right back here. I have some very beautiful birds, too. Would you care to see them?
No, let's get to the rabbits.
No, I want to see a bird, Daddy.
Just let me take the cover off this cage. I'll show you a gorgeous bird. There. Did you ever see such superb plumage?
Say, that's really pretty. Look at it, Snooks.
What is it?
Why, it's a purple finch. I can tell that at a glance.
I'm sorry, it's not a purple finch at all.
No?
It's called Sternella neglecta. More commonly known as the Laughing Jay.
The Laughing Jay?
Yes, this bird has no nest, is hunted constantly by hawks, and rarely finds enough food to keep him alive.
Well, what you got to laugh about?
If it's not asking too much, mister, I'd love to buy a rabbit and get out of here.
I don't want no rabbit.
Well, what do you want?
I want a rattlesnake.
I told you can't have any rattlesnakes.
Then I want that funny-looking thing with the long hair there.
Where?
Sitting there on that bench.
That's my wife. Gruesome, isn't she?
Now, what kind of a place is this? Come on, Soph, we're going home.
Why?
Because you promised you'd just get a rabbit and leave.
Come buy me a rabbit, Dad.
All right, but no nonsense. Bring a rabbit, quick. And Snooks, don't fool around with those bird cages.
I'm doing nothing, Daddy.
It's enough to drive anybody crazy. Hurry up, will you, mister?
I'm coming. Here's a lovely little chap. Do you like him?
Fine. Give us some rabbit food, too.
Yes, sir.
Oh, Snooks! Snooks, what are you doing to that parrot?
I want to make an Indian hat.
Oh, heavens!
You've ruined my African cockatoo.
Oh, he pulled his feathers out.
Why, that's the most valuable bird I have in the place.
Snooks, what's the matter with you? Are you insane?
Don't look funny or make it.
Oh, the poor bird is ruined. He's ruined.
Well, don't get so hysterical.
Yeah, don't get so hysterical.
You keep quiet.
But you don't understand. That African cockatoo is the smartest bird in the world.
He was?
He could speak seven languages.
Well, why didn't he say something when I started to pull his feathers out?
That's enough out of you.
Done.
All right, mister, I'll pay you for the bird. Here's my card. Now, send me the bill.
Oh, thank you, sir. You understand?
Yes, I understand. Come with me, Snooks.
Aren't you taking the rabbit?
No, forget the rabbit.
Wait, Daddy. Am I going to get something?
Oh, yes, dear. You're going to get something.
Can I get it now?
Why, certainly.
What is it?
Just this.